Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. Jesus said, "If the person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. Then, if he or she won't accept the church's decision, treat that person as a pagan or a corrupt tax collector." On the face of it, this might sound rather harsh, but Jesus has just given the best possible advice for how to handle the situation where someone has done you wrong. First, speak to them one-to-one, and if that fails, take one or two people with you. The aim is to achieve restoration as quickly as possible. But if that doesn't work, then the matter needs to go to the church. And if the person still refuses to listen, then Jesus says they should be treated like a complete outsider. As we hear these strong words, we need to remember that Jesus, of all people, was always reaching out in love to pagans and corrupt tax collectors. So he wasn't saying that they were beyond hope. However, there may sadly come a time when a dispute cannot be resolved and you need to move on. What I love about this teaching is that it shows that Jesus deeply understood normal human life. He understood that things can sometimes go wrong, even amongst his followers. Because he was perfect and was the Son of God, you might have thought that he wouldn't have understood the rough and tumble of normal life, but he did. We should always give the best of our energies to living at peace with people and seeking to bring restoration wherever possible. But sadly, there are some occasions, and in my experience they're very rare, when we can do no more to bring things back together and we need to move on. This was clearly the case with Paul and Barnabas. They had a deep disagreement over whether to take John Mark with them on their missionary journey, and they resolved the matter by parting company. I always read that passage with sadness, but in the event, it seems to have been the right decision for everyone concerned. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you are with us as we face up to difficult situations, and that your Holy Spirit gives us the strength and wisdom that we need. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.